The Mother Earth Report with futurist Belinda Matlitsky.
Good afternoon, Belinda. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Captain Simon?
Yeah, I think we're both all right.
Excellent.
Apparently,
thank
Simon's
you.
Just hot.
Oh, no. Is this going to happen for the next 2 hours?
I'm good. He's hot.
All right. Well, he's going to get even hotter because I think you might be joining the tinfoil brigade.
Ready?
To protect yourselves against cosmic rays.
Is it time for us to take that tinfoil, make ourselves crowns with little radar things on the top? What is it? Can we just talk about the cell phone radiation? Why is this becoming a conversation again?
Right, because the latest report has just been released by the National Toxicology Program. They spent $50 million for 10-plus years of studies, and they have now found that there is clear evidence that it's not a good time to be a male rat, because the male rats that were exposed to high levels of radio frequency radiation, that's RFR, from 2G or 3G cell phones developed cancerous heart tumors. Now, we must bear in mind that their entire bodies were exposed to this radiation. And when we use our phones, we only expose them to the part, to the tissues selectively, where you hold it, where you put it against your head, etc. But the evidence is alarming enough that they are actually sitting up and taking notice. And this follows on from the 2014 study that shows that cell phones in pants pockets are not a good idea for men. So this is the University of Exeter that found that sperm motility, viability, and concentration were definitely affected by men actually carrying their cell phones close to their reproductive organs.
And probably women also who put them in their bras.
Possibly, because besides it being there, that it's near the heart.
Yeah, well, and breast tissue as well.
Yes, and we know how sensitive breast tissue truly is. That's a very, very interesting point. What is interesting is that 5G technology is coming. And 5G technology works on a different basis because they're going to be using small cells instead of cell phone towers. You know, those awful cell phone mast towers that are an eyesore. And these small cells are going to be miniature clusters, and they're going to work on millimeter waves. But the bad news is that 5G is actually not going to be rolled out for cell phones immediately. It's first going to be confined to more wireless systems. So in the interim, we have to think about not only for ourselves, but what is happening to our children's brains, what's happening to their reproductive organs, right, and what happens when we dispose of our cell phones, bearing in mind that in America, up to 5% of U.S. solid waste systems, their landfills are clogged up by cell phones. And the byproducts damage brains, kidneys, livers. What we've already got in there, lovely cocktail of lead, mercury, arsenic, cadmium, chlorine, and bromine. Now, bromine or bromine is actually a flame retardant. And this is when we actually dispose of our phones.
Yeah, well, look, what was that cell phone company where the phones were bursting into flame? What was that one?
Oh, yes. Yeah, so maybe we better not mention them.
Maybe they hadn't heard of bromine.
I'm listening to this, and I don't know what to do with this information. It is so unbelievably shocking.
So firstly, you've got to limit your exposure.
So what does that mean? Turn the phone off at night.
It is like preferable it's preferable to speak from a headset rather than from your actual cell phone. And you've got to limit exposure of children, young children, to speaking on cell phones as well. You know, when a cell phone gets hot, they did these thermo pictures.
Yes, thermographic.
Thermographic pictures. And they saw that the radiation goes almost right across a child's brain.
Yes, so this heat thing is what I was also going to bring up. And who amongst us who has not actually felt that? I've even burnt my ear once. And when we had those old brick cell phones, I felt a shock. and once in my ear. So that's very valid. So that overheating is something we can all look out for. But children don't realize, and they're so absorbed. Generally, it's with the texting. But the new evidence shows that even if we're going to expose ourselves via our hands, that's tissue, skin, the largest organ in the body.
Yeah.
Incredible. So what you said is very valid.
Yeah. There's actually a very well-known lady. The cell phone companies completely discredit her, I have to say. Her name is Tracy Lee Dorney. And if you go look it up, she's actually got things, and she's got these little Geiger meters that will come in, and she'll come in and she'll test the radiation in your environment. Because sometimes you can be in the line of a cell phone tower. There used to be one outside Yeshiva College, outside the nursery
school. I was just going to talk about schools.
And a lot of schools, because the mobile companies pay them, it's a way that they can it's revenue for them, and they do struggle financially. So it's an easy, you know, and the cell phone companies are saying, well, it wasn't even switched on and whatever. But the point is that the one outside Yeshiva College was removed because of – you know, the show that we did with Tracy Lee Dorney on it. And, it's – thank God. Thank God.
I am also relieved to hear that it was removed, because there are many products now that you can't even attach to your cell phones, from crystals to very strange types of I don't want to call it ray repellent, but there are things you can stick on your cell phone. So we have to look at what is fringe science, what is pseudoscience. And right now, I think we just got to err on the side of caution, because it's not clear whether this is fringe lunacy or not, to try and protect ourselves from the rays. I find this, the results of this latest research, quite alarming. They spent a fortune, and it's now over 10 years. That is a real body of evidence.
Yeah, incredible. Scary Belinda stuff. That is where, unfortunately, we have to leave it. But if you send me that report, I'll actually see if I can post it up on our Facebook site, on the Chai FM Facebook site, and then everybody can have access to it and read it. Thank you so much. That's Belinda Midlitsky. That's the Mother Earth report. We speak to her once a week.